देवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंथो 10th चैप्टर 83 टाइटल्ड द्रौपदी मीट्स क्वींस ऑफ कृष्णा एंड टुडेज वर्स टेक्स्ट नंबर 41 and 42. Na vayam sadvi samrajyam swarajyam bhogyam api uta वैराज्यम परमेष्ट्याम च आनन्त्यम वा हरे पदम न वयम साध्वी साम्राज्यम स्वराज्यं भोजमप्युता वैराज्यं पारमेष्ट्यं च आनन्त्यं वा हरे पदम् न वयं साध्वी साम्राज्यं स्वराज्यं भोजमप्युता वैराज्यं पारमेष्ट्यं च आनन्त्यं वा हरे पदम् न वयं साध्वी साम्राज्यं स्वराज्यं भोज्यमप्युत वैराज्यं पारमेष्ट्यं च आनन्त्यं वा हरे पदम् न नॉट वयम वी साध्वी ओ सेंटली लेडी साम्राज्यम रूलरशिप ओवर द एंटायर अर्थ स्वराज्यम द पोजिशन ऑफ लॉर्ड इंद्रा किंग ऑफ हेवन औज्यम अनलिमिटेड पावर्स ऑफ एंजॉयमेंट अपियुता इवन वैराज्यम मिस्टिक पावर पारमेष्ट्याम द पोजिशन ऑफ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा क्रिएटर ऑफ द यूनिवर्स च एंड आनंत्यम इमॉर्टैलिटी वा और हरे द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड इट पदम द बोट टेक्स्ट 42 इज ऑल्सो देर कामयामः एतस्य श्रीमत्पादा रजाश्रिया कुचा कुंकुम गंधाध्यम मूर्धना ओडुम गदाभृथा Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O saintly lady, we do not desire dominion over the earth, the sovereignty of the King of Heaven, unlimited facility for enjoyment, mystic power, the position of Lord Brahma, immortality, or even attainment of the kingdom of God. We simply desire to carry on our heads the glorious dust of Lord Krishna's feet, enriched by the fragrance of kumkuma from his consort's bosom. Purport. The verb raja means to rule, and from it are derived the words samrajyam, meaning rulership over the entire earth, and swarajyam, meaning rulership over heaven. Bhaujyam comes from the verb bhuj, to enjoy, and thus refers to the capacity of enjoying whatever one desires. Virata is explained by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti as representing the phrase vividam virajati. One enjoys many kinds of opulence, and specifically indicating the 8 mystic perfections of anima and so on. An alternative explanation of these terms is given by Srila Sridhara Swami, who says that according to the Bhaurcha Brahmana, these 4 terms designate the power of sovereignty over each of the 4 cardinal directions: Samrajya for the east, Bhaujya for the south, Swarajya for the west, and Vairajya for the north. Lord Krishna's queens clearly state that do not desire any of these powers, or even the position of Brahma, liberation or entrance into the kingdom of God. They simply want the dust from Sri Krishna's feet, which Goddess Sri herself worships. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti tells us that the goddess of fortune mentioned here is not Lakshmi, the consort of Narayana. After all, the Acharya explains, Goddess Lakshmi could not attain the direct association of Krishna even after performing extended austerities, as Uddhava states, Nayam Shriyonga Yu Uthanta Rathe Prasadha. This is from Bhagavatam 10th Canto, 47th chapter, 60th verse. Rather, the Shri referred to here is the Supreme Goddess of Fortune identified by the Brihad Gautamiya Tantra, Devi Krishna Mahi Proktha Radhika Paradevata, सर्व लक्ष्मी मही सर्व कांति सम्मोहिनी परा. द ट्रांसेंडेंटल गॉडेस श्रीमती राधारानी इज द डायरेक्ट काउंटर पार्ट ऑफ लॉर्ड श्री कृष्णा. शी इज अ सेंट्रल फिगर फॉर ऑल द गॉडेस ऑफ फॉर्च्यून. शी पोसेसेस ऑल द अट्रैक्टिवनेस टू अट्रैक्ट द ऑल अट्रैक्टिव पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहम् श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरु वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपाम् सागरजाताम् सहगणारघुनाथान्विताम् तां सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजनासहितम् कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णापादाम् सहगनाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिने इति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धूय एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमा प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामिने गौरतिसे नमः. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधाकांता नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो राम रामो हरे हरे. ओ सेंटली लेडी, we do not desire dominion over the earth. The sovereignty of the King of Heaven, unlimited facility for enjoyment, mystic power, the position of Lord Brahma, immortality or even attainment of the kingdom of God. We simply desire to carry on our heads the glorious dust of Lord Krishna's feet, enriched by the fragrance of Kunkuma from his consort's bosom. So this translation is quite profound. This is the nature of pure-hearted person, pure soul. How does it express its desires? So obviously to speak on this verse, there is no qualification, but still it is our tradition that we repeat what we have heard and try to extract or get inspired these activities which the Lord performs with His devotees so that we can remain steady and also same time we have some understanding about what we are aspiring for. So these are the words of the queens, 16,000. So here it represents all the 16,000. Now there are also the other queens. But these queens especially, they are telling Draupadi. Now Draupadi is inquiring when they met there in Kurukshetra during the solar eclipse. Now it is said that Draupadi was alone. There was not, she was asking, many things she asked. How did they manage? And here in this verse, they are saying that they are expressing their love for Krishna. That you heard it, you know. We don't want anything, including even to go to the kingdom of God. Nothing. Forget about the liberation part. Even to go back to your constitutional position. No. They are desiring that let us have the dust of Lord Krishna's feet. Now this dust which is under Krishna's feet is enriched by the fragrance of kumkuma from his consort's bosom. So in the purport it is explained that who it is. Krishna when there in Vrindavan, when he is roaming around, under his feet there are kumkuma. Now whose kumkuma it is? There is a clarification. It is not Lakshmi. Because Lakshmi, even after austerity, she never had a chance to associate with Vrindavan Krishna. She is a consort of Narayan. But then it is specified. So the queens of Rukmini are glorifying Radharani, glorifying the cowherd girls, glorifying their devotion. And they are asking that let that dust, fragrance, with that tainted with that kumkuma from their bosom, let it be on our head. Now when we hear these things, it's beyond our experience in this life. How can anyone be thinking like that? That's the only desire. Of course, even when you hear about 16,000 wives, immediately the response is, this is mythology. Isn't it? We are confronted. So, subjects which are beyond our sense perceptions or what knowledge we gather through our senses, our intellect, how can you understand? But we can understand when we hear from people who have faith and when they speak. What is the nature of this love? How can anyone understand love? We can understand to some extent, but see the nature, it goes deeper and deeper and deeper, and it is beyond. Then we have to just accept, depending upon our faith. Yes, must be like this. So these subjects are to be understood in proper parampara. Then we, with faith itself. Otherwise, naturally, when we don't have faith, so these subjects, they become mythology. This is something which is just some type of imagination. So anyway, coming back to the point here, that Krishna, when he performs his activities, many times his activities appear so mundane, just like any man and woman, you know, behaving, husband, wife. But at the same time, of course, he reveals supernatural power to make us understand that I am not like you. I am not an ordinary human. I am omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. So in this verse, it is said that the problem is naturally in a conditioned state to enjoy. Because by nature, we like to enjoy. We want to be happy. But in a conditioned state, it is the ego which drives us to be happy. That means, everything, the way we behave, the way we act, the way we talk, if we are little introspective, we know that
It is the ego. Now what does ego means what? You know, we repeatedly hear about ego. This is an ego issue. Ego means I am the center. I am the object of worship. I am the enjoyer. Very simple. Everything is, that is the center. I am the enjoyer. I am the object of worship. I am the object of affection. I am the one who is the controller. So this means we are competing with the position of God. But the truth is, the soul by nature never was he any time center, never was he enjoyer, and never he will be. Never is a controller and never he will be a controller. Means his position is only service, and in that state all problems are solved. If ego comes on the way, all the result is frustration, disappointment, and all the problems what we face. It may be quarrel, it may be war, it may be relationship issue, you name them. It's because we keep center. So surrender means battling to keep Krishna in center, not ego in center. This is the battle going on. So sadhana bhakti means always trying to keep Krishna in center. Obviously Krishna means to be obedient to Guru's instructions, never to let him down. So that means Krishna in center. Ego in center means, so in our day-to-day life, we have experience how ego comes on the way of purpose of our life. Now the purpose of our life is to become pure in this human life. But every time we see some type of a response, or we lash out or we react, it's always the ego is coming on the way. When the ego comes on the way, that's what makes us act. We talk about Trinadapi Sunichena. No? This verse repeatedly we hear. Now what does humility mean? Humility means again same thing. Don't bring ego on the way of your purpose. So when we introspect, we can see that when ego comes on the way, either we lash out, we speak, we may regret, we may lament, but then there is also some type of a revengeful type of a thing going on. You know, in the mind, constantly talking to the mind. So prayer is one way where we stop this conversation. So when we pray, or when we do kirtan, where you associate devotees, or your Krishna katha, you are one way conversation stops. The mind is otherwise constantly telling something about that, something about this. He said that, or he did that. These are main two things, isn't it? Why did he do that, or why she did do that, or why he said that? And things go on. But when, as soon as we are connected, that means the only solution is, as this queens, they just want to depend on Krishna's mercy. Just depend on mercy. Just foster that neediness. Otherwise it is we and our own battle. It is said that even when we have to tolerate, we have to select when to tolerate, when not to tolerate. Select our battle. But there are situations where you know you can't make out any change. Only three things are possible. Either you go and negotiate and bring out a change, or you walk away, or you tolerate. Only three things are possible. Is there anything more?
Either you tolerate, walk away, or you negotiate to bring out some change. So these are all intricacies in our day-to-day life sadhana. But from here we can, in this verse, we can understand that these queens were so pure that they didn't have naturally no ego. And in that state they're expressing their love. And in that state this is very natural, because that is a total fulfillment. They say that we don't want anything. It may be mind-boggling, but that's what is the truth. So that this understanding comes only when we hear from it. Otherwise, this can also be said as mythology. How can that be possible? Just like 16,000 wives, how is that possible? So we also have faith. We may be accused of it. This is blind faith. It is not blind faith. This is a faith in something sublime. Actually, even in material existence, there is, people have faith. Without faith, you cannot exist. You cannot survive. So they are also having faith. We have no other way to rather to have faith. I was hearing this example about when you enter an aircraft, and those, especially those who frequently fly, they don't even bother about it. Whether the pilot is, I don't know, is not in an intoxicated state, or is he, whether he's trained, whether the aircraft is properly maintained, the engineers are taken care of, whether the airport terminals are giving proper signals, or whether the weather will be, you just walk in. Isn't it faith? You have any way to prove that everything is okay? You don't even think about it. So that is also faith. And in colleges and all, we have faith in some authorities. For that sense, now Darwin himself said that most of what I have written is speculation, but it is accepted as gospel truth. So he's an authority. In that sense, he's an authority. And it is accepted as truth. And he says it is speculation. But here what we accept is coming down, things which are revealed. These are apurushaya. These are not written down by some. No, it may be revealed through human, but it is coming down through proper channel. It is the word of God. We'll ask, how do you know it is a word of God? This is how faith comes here. Now the proof of faith is that you practice what has been told. You practice and you experience. The proof of the pudding is in eating it. So we experience, when experience, yes, this makes sense. That means a pure state of consciousness, when there is no ego, this is something very natural. But in conditioned state, I am the center, I am the enjoyer, I am the object of worship. These are the only, but this results only in frustration and disappointment. That's why Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said that only problem in this world is lack of God consciousness. God consciousness, of course, is a very loosely spoken word, but here we see that what does it mean? Consciousness means everything is centered on God, which brings about harmony, it brings about unity, it brings about all type of, you know, brotherhood. There is no disruption, there is no quarrel. Now this is what he meant. So some understanding. But anyway, we are here discussing about the queens. But there is a similar thing happening, but see the difference. Here it is the queens, and there were 16,000. I'm sure all those 16,000, they were all united. And their object was Krishna. It's very natural that there could have been some type of a disunity. Because they didn't have ego. They never thought that me, it's for, I am something special. They just thought that I don't deserve. But Krishna is still, he is still taking my service. He is still pleased with my service. So when this type of consciousness is there, naturally there is no question about any type of a competition. But in Bhagavatam there is one more place where similar thing. After the Samudra Manthan, the demons, they had the Amrit,
And when the Lord came as Mohini Murti, now again, this was an illusory energy of the Lord. That energy made each one of them think that she only likes me. I am special. She only likes me. Now this is the illusory power. Maya makes us feel, it can conquer, it can trap, it can make you feel that no, this is for me. I deserve it. This is mine. This is for my enjoyment. This is how the illusory energy, it may appear so attractive. Mohini Murti was so attractive that every demon thought that it is for my enjoyment. And they were also willing to sacrifice something. But eventually he knew that eventually she is me. Because I can see that she is only looking at me. She likes only me. So this is illusory energy Maya, and there is another energy, Yoga Maya. That Yoga Maya energy makes the queens think like this. They are also seeing Krishna, but they are thinking that, well, we don't deserve. But he still is accepting us. See the difference? The same thing happened, of course, in Rath Yatra also. When during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, when their cart was in procession, there were 7 groups of kirtan and the Lord expanded. But every group were seeing, the Lord is so kind, He is so merciful. They didn't think that we are something special. He is so kind and merciful that we don't deserve it. But anyway, He is accepting our service, so we should be thrown to hell, you know. We are so degraded, but He is still accepting. Now this consciousness is Yoga Maya consciousness. But the demon's consciousness is, I am the enjoyer and I will exploit. So they saw Mohini Murti is, how I can exploit her? How I can enjoy her? Why? Simple thing. Because the ego is in the center, not Krishna. So in other words, we talk about surrender, surrender, surrender. One sense, surrender is just disclose the ego and bring Krishna in the center. So this is a constant battle going on in a conditioned state of consciousness. That there is always a battle going on, you know, the ego, and we want to keep Krishna in the center. So it is very natural that it is said that everything begins with the thought. You know, the thought. First the thought. But when the thought arises, the thought is not so big. It is quite small, the thought. It can be easily crushed. It is just like a snowflake on the top of the mountain. But a snowflake is very easy to be crushed. But if we allow the snowflake, because of the natural gravity and momentum, what happens to the snowflake slowly? When it rolls down, rolls down, rolls down, it becomes a snowball. Now when it becomes a snowball, can you resist it? You can get crushed under the snowball. The force will be so strong that those which begin as thoughts, they become feelings. Feeling means you experience that enjoyment and it turns into, I want to experience it. Convinced. So in this way, when it is going down, all these things, what it is said here, which is very natural, that is wealth, or you know, when we say in Sikshastrakam, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, in the mountain slope, there are natural crevices, which are already, crevices are there, by default it goes in that direction. To have wealth, to have fame, to have followers, to have sex enjoyment, this is very naturally it will go to that, because it's already those crevices are there. So that is, it is not in your control. It is going. Condition state means it is going in this direction, what the queens are saying. We don't want any of them. So Ramanujacharya says that only thing what you can do is only spiritualize. You can't do anything. You just spiritualize. because by nature, by constitutional nature and conditioned state, it will be attracted to these directions. So spiritualized means obviously taking shelter under the guidance, and those desires which are there, they are spiritualized, and then it is not something like a snowball. I know it sounds some little technical, but this is a fact. This is how our consciousness works. This is how our thoughts begin. It transforms to feelings and then willing, and then it is too late. So the thoughts are very easy to be crushed. There is a very nice example I used to hear from His Holiness Bhakti Rasam Goswami Maharaj. He said, when these negative thoughts come, they are like uninvited guests. So if you want to see that this uninvited guest leaves your home, what do you have to do? If you feed him, he is going to stay back. And when he stays back, he is going to enter your bedroom. He is going to open your cupboard. He is going to look into all things, and he will be so comfortable thinking that I belong here. If an uninvited guest has to be sent, the only solution is don't feed him. When you don't feed him, that person has to leave. So no feed means when these thoughts come, don't keep thinking about it. The thoughts more and more. And start thinking about it, it's just nourishing it. And when it nourishes it, he makes his ground strong. So we lose the fact that when these type of things happen, you know, whatever desires they come, or we may get involved in something, most of the time there is just keep talking about it, regretting, or you know, oh, why did this happen, or lamenting, or you know, this. But we are losing, in the same time we are losing how to get connected to Krishna. So when this time, when it goes up like this, and then there is a gap in between, the gap is meant to get connected to Krishna. So eventually only getting connected to Krishna can resolve the problem. There is no other way it can resolve. So this is how conditioned state works, and we are all in this path of sadhana bhakti, but same time, pure state of consciousness, how does it function? That's what Krishna is enacting, and that's what the acharyas are speaking about. Look means. So faith in scripture is very much needed, that what we are hearing is immoral things we can understand in this world. We can understand moral things also. But transmoral things is something difficult to understand. But in transmoral things, all the moral and immoral, they all merge. There is nothing like immoral in that, because it's absolute. Krishna can't do anything, because he is the father of morality. So where is the question about immorality? Everything gets merged. So his leelas are, sometimes it appears like this, but sometimes we see it is like this. Together these are all transcendental. So have some experience about transcendental qualities is only through proper hearing. So only, that's the only way. Proper hearing is what can give faith. There is no other way here. Otherwise, yes, it can be very confusing. But the main purpose why Lord enacts many of these pastimes is to just test our faith. If it is said that there is oceans of mango juice, and Bhagavatam, oceans of mango juice, how can you fathom with your finite intelligence? Just because without faith there cannot be bhakti. Without faith, bhakti cannot make progress. Everything is based on bhakti. So that sense, bhakti is very simple. It is not like dhyana yoga or ashtanga yoga or any of those yogas. So much austerity. Or a bhakti, a person, you know, well, he just comes and starts dancing. Now who doesn't like to dance? And he dances in the kirtan. He's doing bhakti. He may not be having any proper understanding about, but he is engaged in bhakti. So simple. But at the same time, bhakti cannot be sustained unless we remain in the mode of goodness always. Unless mode of goodness is there. So all these type of confrontations, especially in
together, community, relationship, quarrel, disruption, disunity, these are the one which pulls down to the modes of passion, then down to the ignorance. Just to remain in goodness, it is not just following four regulative principles, something more. So this is what we learn from acharyas. To remain in bhakti means to at least remain in the mode of goodness. And then there is a question about transcending. So Sanatana Goswami says that it's all based on faith. One is a very high level of faith, you know, like Prahlad Maharaj. Can you think about what was the state of his faith? Prahlad, what faith? That's at a high level. Of course, there is another level of faith where a person, he can give a logical answer to any type of doubts anyone raise, any challenging questions, he will answer that. His faith is strong and he also can answer that. That is also one level of. But below that there is a faith where you may not be able to answer challenging questions, but your faith will remain. I still have faith. I can't answer you. But komal of faith, Sanatana Goswami says, is if someone says, hey, it can't be like this, you know, possible, maybe you may be right. That means your faith is very komal. Anytime anyone can say like this and you also change, maybe possible, you know. Oh yeah, you may be right. So these are all different levels of faith which we should be understanding and how to keep it nourished and be strong. And eventually the conclusion of this Leela is for our own understanding is, one is we in the association of devotees understand that how is illusory energy. Prabhupada was very concerned about it. My only concern is that my disciples are not enough fearful of Maya. Now we hear Maya, Maya, but Maya is what we heard, like how it can be so tricky. Never trust your mind. That means only is be very obedient to what instructions you give. Never ever think from your mind. You can't trust your mind. And same time, unless there is some higher taste, it is very difficult. It's very difficult to just carry on. So both go together. Param drishtva nivartati. So when we hear these type of leelas, it's very inspiring that, oh, this is a pure state of consciousness. How is it? Not to expect anything. No dominion over earth. No sovereignty of king of heaven. Unlimited facility for enjoyment. No mystic power. Even position of Lord Brahma. Immortality or even attainment of the kingdom of God. With simply desire. Very profound. So we just speak from our intellect, but same time we also get inspired that how what path we are following is not something very cheap. It is a very profound thing. So, but slow and steady, one step at a time, every day at a time, to understand that how is my consciousness. So protect the faith or protect our consciousness. This is the most important responsibility. Staying in a place, especially like Mumbai, where everywhere we are bombarded. Left, right, everywhere we are bombarded. The bombardment, the vibrations are, you think that you can't become a victim? When the left, right, all the vibrations are only saying that you are the enjoyer. You are the object of affection. You are what the vibrations can affect. So when like-minded people, they come together, when there is unity, it creates such a big force that it removes all these type of misconceptions, it gives clarity, and in this clarification, we chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So no qualification, but there are exalted people. There is Naji Prabhu sitting there. Navi Nirada Prabhu is here right from his early childhood days. He's been performing such elaborate service, surrendered to Guru, distributing books in hostile conditions. So anyone wants more details about this concept, how is this? How do you surrender? So he's available, you can talk to him. And Naji Prabhu, the only person who has met Prabhupada. So anything, Srinathji Prabhu, anything? We are taking full liberty and advantage of your presence here. Or anyone has any questions? We have 4 minutes. Granthada Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.